Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and it's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email? You could do that too. MarsaliaIns@gmail.com. That's MarsaliaIns@gmail.com. Now, I happened to come across an article coming up on Sunday the 16th. Is Father's Day. So for those that are listening after Father's Day, maybe this will help you for next Father's Day. But I happen to come across an article from Everyday Family, and if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. What that's going to do is redirect you to the blog post for today's podcast. And on there, I have a link to the original article from Everyday Family. Now, I'm only going to share a few tips because I want you to read the article from the original author. But these podcasts, I just want to share with you like little tidbits, just short programs for you to listen to in your car, on your way to work, working around the house, just short little podcasts with information. That's my focus with doing these podcasts. But anyway, Everyday Family has a great article with 8 tips for a great Father's Day. It talks about, you know, the traditional Father's Day, getting a tie, taking them out to, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you know, just a lot of the traditional things. Here are some tips to make it a little bit extra special when it comes to Father's Day. And some of the tips are not that expensive, if you think about it. The first tip I want to share is do something he wants to do. If your dad is interested in fishing, go fishing. If he's interested in hiking, go hiking. If he's interested in watching sports, then go to a sporting event with him, a baseball game or soccer game, hockey match, you know, whatever you got going on in your area. If he likes to golf, go golfing with him. Do something that he wants to do. That way that you and he can make memories together. And that's something that's going to last a lot longer than any card or tie or anything that you may happen to give him for Father's Day. Spending time with him, doing something that he loves, that's the main thing right there. The second tip is interesting and basically boils down to hold a competition. Make it fun. If your dad's of the competitive type or enjoy sports, then maybe take some time and put together like an obstacle course in the backyard or in the basement, you know, where you gotta, you know, run a gauntlet or something like that. They said you can make it more interesting by inviting some other families over and have like a cookout together, and they can all do this obstacle course together and kind of had a race, and the winner gets a dinner. You know, obviously the dinner is already being made with a cookout, so really the prize isn't a real prize, but the real prize is doing something extra special. Try to make it fun, making it memorable. Again, we're talking about memories, making memories with your dad. So that he'll remember for the rest of his life, you'll remember for the rest of your life. Really, really great. And doing an obstacle course doesn't cost anything, really. I mean, you can use stuff around the house. Now, I'm sure, you know, every drawer has some string in it. I'm sure you've got some hula hoops or something laying in the garage or in the basement you could pull out and just have some fun making an obstacle course. The third tip I have for you, now this is where it gets a little bit expensive, but hey, isn't your dad worth it? It says here, skip the tie, get a tablet. The article talks about how in a poll, dads were polled that as far as Father's Day goes, they would rather have technology, whether it be a smartphone or a tablet, something along those lines. Maybe if you can upgrade a smartphone, get them a new one, get them an upgraded one. Same with a tablet, get them an upgraded tablet. If he's got updated devices, then get some accessories for those devices. You know, I mean, everybody can always use charge cords or protective cases or protective screens. You know, something techie to help complement the digital devices that he already has. This isn't one of making memories, but again, it falls in line with getting him something he wants instead of the proverbial or the, you know, the old adage of buying your dad a tie or a coffee mug on Father's Day. Get him something that he would like, and poll state that technology. Every dad loves technology. So go ahead and think about that one. Now this last tip, cook his favorite meal. You know, everybody's going out for Father's Day. You know, you got to make reservations here, there, and everywhere. It gets noisy because everybody and their dad is literally everybody and their dad is going to be out at the restaurants on Sunday, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's going to get noisy. The staff is probably going to be overwhelmed with how many people are coming in. The food is going to be pushed out really quickly because they want to get you in and out so that they can get more people in. Is there something your dad likes? Make it for him. You know, if he likes ribs, then get a recipe and make some ribs. If he likes steak, make him steak. If your mom knows what your dad likes as far as what to eat, then take the time and learn the recipes and make it for him. Again, you know, sitting down at the table with a home-cooked meal surrounded by the people you love, you know, that would be a perfect Father's Day to make memories with. So again, cooking his favorite meal isn't very expensive for the most part, unless your dad is into caviar and lobster. But you know, cooking his favorite meal obviously shows that you care because you're doing something that he likes. And again, this whole article just keeps coming back to the same thing. You want to make it memorable. You want to make those memories. You know, giving money, giving a gift card, you know, stuff like that. That's all nice and good. Getting a card is nice, but really, when your family is spending time with you, that is most important when it comes to Father's Day or Mother's Day or Grandparents' Day, Spouse's Day, whatever other days you can think of that the greeting card manufacturers have come up with. Those days are set aside so that you can remember those that you love and just make the time memorable. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send an email, you can do that too. It's marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsilje@gmail.com. So that's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance and some things that aren't insurance. Until next time, I hope you have a very good week.